Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome. This is your daily Bitcoin news video. Let's get right to the chart and the price right now. As you can see, $63,750. We have come down quite a bit today, right? We started the day in the 67K range, almost 68K. We've come down quite a bit, but this is okay. It's a normal pullback. I think from the top to the furthest point was like 15%, which is a mild pullback. So everybody relax. And yeah, there's not much else to say about price right now. We're just hanging tough. If it doesn't hold here, it'll come down more, but it's okay. Long term, we're fine. This is totally fine. In fact, it's a good opportunity to buy the dip, as we say. Okay, let's get to the news stories. You may think you understand Bitcoin, but if this pullback has you scared and running for the exits, you don't understand Bitcoin. Don't get shaken out because of the volatility. This is exactly what large financial institutions want you to do. Okay, the post goes on, but I'm going to stop there. Yeah, don't ever get feared out of the market. I mean, you need to buy and sell very deliberately. And with Bitcoin, of course, the best strategy is to buy and hold or HODL. So before you sell, ask all your friends, ask on Noster. Just seriously, don't. Because when you sell, when the price comes down a little and you sell, you're selling it to these big corporations. And then in 2 years, when the price is $1 million, you're going to be like, oh, I wish I didn't sell. So keep that in mind. This is not financial advice either. But it, yeah. All right. This is from The Rational Root. He's reporting on the giant GBTC outflows. And this has to do with the ETFs. Since the ETF approval, 250,000 Bitcoin have flowed out of Grayscale. This substantial sell pressure was mostly offset by other ETFs inflows. We were overdue for a pullback, and yesterday and likely today, outflows are in charge. Nonetheless, large inflows to BlackRock. And here are the numbers, and it's okay. Basically, what this is saying is Grayscale is selling, or people who have Grayscale accounts are selling, but the other ETFs are eating it up. But some days, like yesterday and probably today, there's more selling happening, so the price is going down a little. But it's okay. This isn't going to last forever. Grayscale's not, you know, they only have a limited amount of Bitcoin that they're managing, so it's not going to be forever. This is very interesting about MicroStrategy. You know, Michael Saylor's company, who's buying Bitcoin, who's been buying a lot of Bitcoin for the last 4 years. This post from Trey Sellers. At the height of his wealth, John D. Rockefeller had amassed close to 1% of global GDP, the wealthiest man in history. MicroStrategy now has more than 1% of the Bitcoin supply. When we reach a Bitcoin standard, MicroStrategy will be the wealthiest entity in the history of the world. Right? Think about that. Yeah, MicroStrategy has more than 1% of Bitcoin. Anyway, a lot of normies, you and me, a lot of normies, we own most of the Bitcoin, let's be clear. But yeah, some, I mean, they're the biggest company that owns the most Bitcoin, right? Now, this is from Plan B. This is stock to flow model. This is what this image is here. You can see the actual price of Bitcoin, and then the gray line is the stock to flow model. I'm not a chart guy, so I don't know exactly what that means, but Plan B says here, from 2020 to 2024, the halving cycle, around 50K was the price, although it was actually 69K. From 2024 to 2028, it'll be around 500K, which is a 10X. And 2028 to 2032 halving cycle, $5 million, which is another 10X. So you can see the gray lines here stepping up. And this is math, by the way, mostly. So this is, you know, you might think this is crazy, like, oh my God, in 2032, that's 8 years. Imagine in 8 years, one Bitcoin is worth $5 million. I mean, that's probably what it'll be. Okay, now this was funny, not really funny, but on BitMEX, which is an exchange, Bitcoin actually fell to under 10K. It went down to 8.9K. It was a flash crash, and yeah, significant sell orders worth $55 million caused the price Bitcoin's price on BitMEX to briefly drop below $8,900. And this was very quick. And I don't know why this happens. I don't know. But anyway, this is very rare. This almost never happens. And, you know, if you had a buy order in at $9,000, I don't know. Would you have gotten some Bitcoin for $9,000? I don't know. But this is pretty crazy. Now, as far as adoption news, this is breaking. Japan's $1.4 trillion government pension investment fund is looking into buying Bitcoin to diversify its investments. Okay, Japan's government's pension investment fund. And this is just one example of many, but these are things that I didn't even think about. Oh yeah, there's a lot of pension funds and whatever. Yeah, and so Marty Bent, commenting on that, says Bitcoin is the only way pensions will be able to fill their funding gaps in the coming decade. This is not priced in. So first, the only way that pensions are going to be able to actually support the people who paid into their pension is if those pensions are riding the success of Bitcoin. Because if the pension funds are only in fiat, the value is going to go way down. The purchasing power goes way down. So the only way to protect pensions, potentially, is with Bitcoin. And he also says this is not priced in, which means all of us people who are bullish and we're saying, yeah, Bitcoin's going to be adopted, it's going to go way higher, we didn't even think about this stuff yet. Pensions of countries, right? It's amazingly bullish. And, you know, speaking of countries, the entire world can audit the Bitcoin reserves of El Salvador, verified every 10 minutes. So every 10 minutes, we can audit El Salvador in terms of their Bitcoin reserves. And here's a picture of the U.S. Federal Reserve looking nervous and side-eye. And yeah, because, like, right? This is insane. I don't even think the Federal Reserve can audit themselves. But this is the point of Bitcoin. If we were on a Bitcoin standard, you wouldn't have entities like the Federal Reserve able to be a complete scam and corrupt. They wouldn't be able to, because we'd be able to see their account every 10 minutes. It's verified. So this is what El Salvador, we can do with them and any entity that's on Bitcoin, right? Any public entity. And here's, speaking of adoption, here's the Bitcoin Lounge in Mumbai. Oh, yeah. Have you visited Mumbai, India? Yeah, this is the Bitcoin Lounge. I love it. Now, let's get into some crazy... This is all for context. This is a bunch of fiat clown world stuff I'm about to show you, but I'm going to show you quick. But it is important because you always... When you think about Bitcoin and how great it is for the people and for the future, the opposite of that is how bad fiat is, how bad governments are, for the people, right? So it's the two sides of the same coin. So now the Supreme Court said the bar exam will no longer be required to become an attorney in Washington state. You're literally seeing society degrade in front of your eyes. What? So now lawyers in Washington state, they don't have to pass the bar exam? So can I move to Washington state and become a lawyer? So dumb. Yeah, and here, a squatter was granted a restraining order against the landlord. This is again in Washington state. So a landlord was trying to get rid of a tenant, but now the tenants, I don't know why the governments are giving more power to the tenants, and the tenant actually got a restraining order against the landlord. This is clown world. Clown world. Another one. Clown world. Breaking. A woman gets arrested for removing squatters out of her million-dollar house in Queens, New York. Yeah, so people were squatting in her house, and it's her house, and she wanted to remove them. But she's the one who got arrested, the landlord. This is clown world. This is why Bitcoin. And we have this one of the Supreme Court judges, Brown Jackson, said, "My biggest concern is that your view has the first offense has." Oh my God! Let me start again. My biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways. And yeah, Guy Swan says, this is literally the purpose, you tyrant. Like, that's the First Amendment. Like, so now the federal government is saying that, oh, you know, this First Amendment thing, this is kind of hamstringing the government. You know, the government can't do all this authoritarian stuff it wants to do because of this pesky little First Amendment here. Are you insane? We're supposed to have freedom and liberty in America. It's not that by default, not the opposite. So all these feds, oh my God, horrendous. Here's a post that actually Benjamin Cowan retweeted. I saw it. This is we're not going to read this whole thing, but the history of money is the history of humans' relentless pursuit to get something for nothing and failing mightily. It always ends the same way. Yeah, so you know what? Let's read it. In ancient China, around 100 BC, the government experimented with allowing people to cast their own metal coins. Naturally, it became a disaster. Volatile inflation, rampant debasement and fraud, abandonment of fruitful labor. A minister spoke out. At present, husbandry runs the risk of decaying, and the number of people who seek to obtain copper daily increases. They leave their plowshares. They melt and cast and blow the charcoal. The bad coins are daily made in larger quantities, while the five species of grain are not made to increase. The virtuous are led astray, whereas the wicked are respected. The people are falling into a snare. What expedient will put an end to such a desolate state of the empire? Yeah, so basically, once you let the money go insane and just people can print money, then the whole society starts to be based around, how can I scam the system? How can I just print more money? And how, I don't want to do any real work. I don't want to provide any real value. I just want to scam the system. That's what unsound money does to society. And there's many such examples throughout history. Here we stand together with our own modern tale, an era of great change, a money growing more worthless over time, and increasingly desperate speculation taking the spotlight. Yeah, it's just, so fiat is toilet paper, basically. Now, this is from Bitcoin Magazine. It's an article. The Human Rights Foundation grants $500,000 to 14 Bitcoin projects worldwide. So yeah, these are projects, these are like apps and platforms and services being developed on Bitcoin and integrating Bitcoin. So this is awesome. This is more development is what we need. We need better apps. We need better ways to onboard people. We need to simplify the way Bitcoin is transacted, things like that. Yeah, so this is really good news. Very good news. And this is a message, I really want to read this because this is really true about custodying your own Bitcoin and sending your Bitcoin from an exchange to your own hardware wallet. It can be nerve-wracking, and I really identify with this as well. This is the Bitcoin manual, he says, or she says, I have been stacking sats for several years now, and I still feel like when it's time to do on-chain Bitcoin transactions, I need a safe and quiet space to do it without any distractions. I set up a new hardware wallet today to start a new stack and pulled some funds off Coinbase. And I have to say, even after all this time, doing it so many times, I still sweat bullets like I am disarming a bomb. And all I am doing is pasting a public key into an exchange. I wonder if this feeling ever goes away. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I feel this way every time as well. But the way I talk to myself in my own head, I just need to do it carefully and slowly, and it's fine. And, you know, that's it. Just do it slow, verify as you're pasting something. Okay, that's it. And double check, triple check, and all that. That's what I do, and I feel better. But I also feel this, yeah, I still sweat bullets like I'm disarming a bomb. It's so true. But yeah, so just take your time, be very deliberate and slow, and triple check, quadruple check. Yeah. So let's talk music real quick. How to discover music on Wavelake. Yeah, Wavelake is a platform that is, it's basically on Nostr and integrates the Lightning Network. So musicians can publish music. You can zap them Satoshis. It's really cool. And so here's an article, how to discover music on Wavelake. So if you're into music, check out Wavelake and check out this article. I mean, and don't forget, I link to everything I discuss, I link in the show notes. Every news item and article and post I discuss here is linked below. So yeah, this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. This link on top here says join our locals community. Click that, come over here to locals, join, it's free. Come hang out and chat. It's great. You can even support the show if you want. But yeah. And then also the Bitcoin panel is a live stream we do every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern. I get a bunch of Bitcoin savages on here and we just talk Bitcoin for an hour live on Fridays. So definitely feel free to join us and hang out. So thanks for watching today. Definitely subscribe to the channel. And if you're watching on Rumble, follow the channel on Rumble. By the way, Rumble is where I would... If you don't mind where you watch the show, I'd say watch on Rumble. YouTube sometimes plays some shenanigans. But yeah, YouTube's fine too. If you're on YouTube, that's fine. But thanks, and I'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's Bitcoin news video. All right? See ya, and here's one for you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, all right.